Good morning, a Wednesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with this. President Trump postpones his Denmark trip now after the prime minister declined to sell him Greenland. From the Washington Post, the announcement suggests that despite the president's denials, the central purpose of his trip has been discussion of a U.S. purchase of the island.
Well, everybody is saying that it's just ridiculous. It is, of course, trademark Trump diversion. So he announces something as crazy as that, that we're going to buy Greenland. The royal family of Denmark says, forget about it. There's some question as to whether Greenland even belongs to Denmark. Apparently not, but everybody talks about it. It makes all of the headlines and his other problems, including the economy, which is, if you're looking at it the way that I am, is disturbing them mightily, the Trump people. They're sending all their troops out. They are saying there is no problem, but they're acting as if there is. And, you know, life goes on. It's the same old story.
And then there's this story. Jewish leaders are now outraged by the president, President Trump, saying Jews are disloyal if they vote for Democrats.
Well, of course, Trump is delighted to be using the squad as his target because he wants the American people to think all Democrats are about democratic socialism or that they are of Arab origin. It's all nonsense, of course. The House of Representatives went blue, not because of the people who were on the outside fringe of the party, but because the moderate Democrats won all over the country. And it was definitely an anti-Trump vote. Many of my colleagues, political scientists and others, are saying you got to emphasize health care and the rest of it. And they're right. Those are important things. But really, that election was a rejection of Donald Trump. And anybody who doesn't know that doesn't know anything. Now he comes along and says you would be disloyal to him, to the country, if a voter votes for a Democrat, it's anti-Semitic. Look, you're talking, David, now to a very proud Jewish man. And I have to say, the idea that my loyalty would be questioned by Donald Trump, who encourages anti-Semitism around the country one way or the other, who has the gall to tell American people that it is anti-Semitic to vote for a Democratic. It's just beyond anything that we could have ever thought was possible when we saw this guy become president of the United States. It's off the wall.
From these claims of disloyalty to absolute loyalty, Alan, headline in the Times today, NRA gets results in one phone call with the president.
Yep. You know, this president said, and it's on tape, and it doesn't matter, of course, but he is talking about the gun reforms that he wants to do. Nevertheless, Wayne LaPierre takes the marionette strings and tells the president to jump, and the president says, "How high, sir?" It is appalling, of course. And each time one of these great tragedies happens, David, we have to say something has to happen, and yet he can't do it. He won't do it because his masters say no.
We haven't talked about this story yet, Alan. This is Planned Parenthood, which said Monday that it would withdraw from the federal family planning program that provides birth control and other health services to poor women rather than comply with a new Trump administration rule that forbids referrals to doctors who can perform abortions. That's about $60 million annually.
Well, yeah, $60 million is a lot of money, but it's not something that can't be made up by the rest of the people who think that this is terrible. I think, you know, there comes a point at which you have to do what's right. And I think Planned Parenthood is doing what's right. Remember, all of those services that are going to be deprived from women that have nothing to do with abortion that Planned Parenthood does. It's a great shame. Nevertheless, it's the right thing to do. And you got to give them credit for it. They are pulling out of this relationship, this insidious relationship with the government. You know, David, I quite frequently think about it in terms of the money that public radio gets. The day that they tried to pull the strings on WAMC and say, you can't do this, you don't get the money, goodbye. And by the way, it's very little money compared to what we raise. So, you know, there comes a point of integrity, and this radio station has it.
Well, perhaps say goodbye to much of the glaciers in the very place Trump wants to buy, Greenland. At the bottom of a glacier in Greenland, climate scientists find troubling signs. That's the ocean eating away through from the bottom. There's enough ice in Greenland to raise the sea levels by 7.5 meters. That's about 25 feet, an enormous volume of ice that would be devastating to coastlines all around the planet.
Hey, David, it's happening. We know the oceans are getting warmer. We know that the oceans are rising. And yet this guy diverts us by saying, let's buy Greenland. Then we can tell people, hey, if the glaciers are melting, hey, there are glaciers. We can do anything we want with them.
The issue of tax returns. House Democrats say whistleblower bolsters case for getting Trump's tax returns. Apparently, Alan, there is a whistleblower who recently made, quote, credible allegations to the Ways and Means Committee of potentially wrongful interference with the IRS's presidential audit process. Of course, we also have Congressman Neal's efforts to obtain the tax returns.
Well, Congressman Neal is a member in good standing with Nancy Pelosi's group of Democratic leaders. I am a huge fan of Richie Neal, and I think that he is doing what is right. He is proceeding in the right way. What he's doing is going to lead to the defeat of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, like every American president, should be showing his tax returns. He is not. What's he afraid of? We're going to find out. And we'll probably find out right before the election, which is the way to get rid of this president.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us as always. Thank you.
And thank you, David.